Well, we're back on front page. Rod Larson filling in for Mark Halverson. So thanks for joining me. And again, it's repeated on WOGO evenings at 9. Well, we have our second half here with Dr. Ben Kennedy. And welcome to the show, Doctor.
Well, actually, it's not Doctor. It's just Ben Kennedy.
Ben Kennedy, thank you. And boy, what an ugly book you got here. I mean, Joseph, guy with it's all hanging over the belt there, you know.
Well, and that's pretty much what we're seeing more and more, just walking around out in public. And that's kind of why I decided to write this book and investigate, you know, what's going on here. Why are there so many fat people? Because I just don't think that the poor diet and lack of exercise explains all of it. So I started researching it, and the biggest thing I found is that if you compare today to, say, the 1970s, when we had fast food and we had plenty of people drinking beer, which do contribute to, you know, making you gain a few pounds. But what we didn't have then that we have today is people that are taking multiple drugs that cause weight gain as a side effect. And most people don't realize that that's what's going on.
Well, you, I guess what we're going to say right off the top, you're going to come against the FDA on a lot of this stuff here. You claim America's fat because of drug companies, and let's get into it. Why do you say that?
Well, there's just no question that there a lot of the big companies in healthcare, particularly the pharmaceutical companies, are making a ton of money because there are so many overweight people. And I say that because so many of the drugs that treat cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, those are all problems created by people being overweight. So they're definitely benefiting from all these people being overweight. The question is it intentional? And that's where the government comes into play. The FDA just banned a federal weight loss products. And when I looked at all the evidence and what the leading scientists at places like Harvard Medical School were saying, that you know, ephedra was safe and effective. I saw that over and over again in countless number of research studies. The only people that seemed to be saying that these products were unsafe was the FDA and the pharmaceutical people. So
they had people die from it, though, didn't they?
Who? I don't know of anybody. There's nobody that's ever been proven to die from using a ephedra product. And I'll tell you, if it's so unsafe, there's still ephedra products on the market, but they're for cold and flu. But they contain the exact same ingredient. So there you go. If it's unsafe, why didn't they eliminate all the products from the market? Why is it that there's still products even designed for little babies, such as Tylenol infant drops, that anybody can walk into a drugstore and buy today and use?
You think they're lying about ephedra in order to aid pharmaceutical companies?
Well, I think it proves how much money that the pharmaceutical companies are making off of people being overweight. And I think the only explanation on why they were desperate to get rid of these ephedra weight loss products is they don't want people to lose weight.
They don't want people to lose weight.
Well, what other explanation can there be? Why would you just ban one type of ephedra product? That's kind of like saying that orange juice is unsafe, but you only ban orange juice that was designed to help people lose weight. I mean, that makes no sense to me. Does it make any sense to you?
No. Well, the only thing that comes to mind is that back when this all came into an uproar was that some athlete had died or something from a heart attack, and so they said, well, it's probably from being on ephedra.
Well, right, and that was the only reason that they seemed to focus on for his death. And the athlete you're talking about was Steve Beckler, and it was a little over a year ago. He was in the Baltimore Orioles spring training camp down in South Florida. He was already overweight, and apparently a bottle of federal weight loss product was found in his locker after his death. But here's the thing. His autopsy had showed that he was using a substance that is commonly found in cold and flu medication. So, again, why weren't those ephedra products targeted? And the other thing that I think any time a professional athlete has any type of health problems, why wasn't it at least speculated that maybe steroids were involved? And as far as what the scientists were saying, which is what we should rely on, Dr. Richard Kreider at the University of Baylor issued a position statement just several days after the Beckler death explaining why it was impossible for an ephedra weight loss product to have caused that death. So that was their reason, and I say, you know, it was the excuse they needed to ban ephedra. But that's still only one death. Aspirin has been shown to kill 80,000 people a year, and yet that's still on the market.
80,000? I mean, aspirin is touted as being safe, and you take a little bit for your heart every day.
That's what the research studies show, is that it kills 80,000 people a year. Well, what about alcohol? You take out even the drunken driving deaths, and I believe it's several hundred thousand people a year die from, you know, using alcohol, and they're certainly not going to ban, you know, alcoholic beverages anytime soon. So why did they focus just on this one product and one death? Well, I think it was a good excuse to eliminate a viable product that millions of people had been using to lose weight.
And it was working.
Sure, it was working. Again, let's look at what the research said. They, way back in, I think it was 1994, before Redux and Sensen were even put out on the market, which, you know, those were the best-selling weight loss products the pharmaceutical industry ever had. A study was done that compared an ephedrine caffeine aspirin combination, which is the common combination within these ephedra weight loss products, to Redux, and found that it worked even better. So, you know, how come we never hear about that kind of stuff from the mainstream media? You know, you're talking about products that cost maybe $30 that work better than drugs that people are going to have to pay $300 for.
Ephedra is really a natural Chinese herb, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's one of my biggest arguments about any of these natural products. Anything that's natural, by definition, has been around since the beginning of time. So why would anybody think that it would suddenly be unsafe if people have been using the same thing for 4,000 years? As opposed to, say, drugs. Sure, drugs should be regulated and they should be tested because it's a brand new substance. Who knows what's going to happen, you know, when they alter some of these chemicals? So that's a tremendous difference whenever you're talking about prescription drugs versus natural alternatives.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're talking to Ben Kennedy. His book is Why is America So Fat? And it's published by RLK Press.
RLK Press, and it's available to use at places like Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Well, Dr. James Kennedy writes here, right?
Dr. James F. Kennedy, that's actually my father.
Really?
Yes, sir.
He's got a picture of you. You look pretty trim here. You know, were you really overweight at one point in your life, and you were helped by these products, or what?
I can't say that I've ever been, you know, grossly overweight, because I've always led a healthy lifestyle. But, you know, my biggest argument on you know, anybody taking advice about anything is that you should be able to demonstrate some level of expertise in your own life. So, you know, I'm obviously pretty lean, so that's my greatest argument from being able to teach other people about weight loss. You know, I personally don't understand, and it's a question I ask people when, you know, they give me some advice they've gotten from a doctor. I usually say, well, you know, what does a doctor look like? Does he weigh 300 pounds? A lot of times the answer is yes. Well, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean the information is bad, but it certainly shows he's not able to apply it in their own life. So, you know, it's kind of akin to taking financial advice from somebody that's bankrupt. So I think people need to start, you know, paying a little more attention to who they listen to as far as advice they get on being healthy.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Ben Kennedy. Stay tuned. Yeah, that is a gift offer, and that's all about health, too. Dr. Ben Lerner's book is a gift offer this month. Thank you, Carol, and the nonprofit group does sponsor Front Page. So thanks to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Ben, are you familiar with Dr. Lerner's book?
Actually, I don't believe that I am, but it sounds like a good book.
Yeah. Well, what we want to do is talk about something that may shock a lot of people, and that might be the causes of being overweight from a lot of the drugs that they're taking, right?
Well, that is one of the biggest surprises that people have when they see the book, is the list of so many of the commonly used drugs that do cause weight gain as a side effect. Lipitor, for instance, you almost can't turn on the television without seeing an ad for it. It's
very effective ads.
Well, it must be. Pfizer sold $8 billion of the product in just 2002 alone.
Eight billion.
So, you know, how many people do you think maybe gained some weight because of that product?
Why do you think it makes them gain weight?
Well, that's a listed side effect according to physician's desk reference. So, you know, if a side effect is in there, then it's probably going to happen, right?
Yeah, if they bother to listen, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Lipitor is just one. Celebrex is another one I see advertised a lot. Zyrtec, Prilosec, Vioxx. I mean, these are all the main drugs that you see advertising that so many people are using. But yet nobody seems to realize, hey, this drug's going to cause me to gain weight. And I just don't understand what it is.
Well, is it due to increased appetite, you think, or what?
Well, you know, when like we talked about a little earlier, you know, these are brand new substances. I think they drastically alter the body chemistry, and sometimes they cause increased appetite. I actually list that if that's a side effect according to the PDC. Most of them just say weight gain. They don't really tell you why, and to be honest, I don't think they know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a side effect that was observed in the clinical trials.
But chemically in the body, you think that's possibly what's happening?
Sure. Well, and it's probably
in the fluids, maybe, or
some of them, like the corticosteroids, cause a lot of weight gain just because of the way they affect the whole biochemistry.
Well, some people might say, well, if I need it, I need it, and if I get heavy, I mean, that's what I'm going to have to put up with.
Well, and that's their choice, but are they really being given the alternative to not use the drug?
That's what we're going to get into. There's an alternative.
Of course there's an alternative. There's an alternative to just about anything in life. And I'll give you, a great example is an antidepressant called Prozac. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Right, weight gain associated with that.
That's another one, and the antidepressants really seem to cause some weight gain. When I was doing research, I had people tell me of women that gained 100 pounds off of some of these drugs.
Wow.
So, yeah, which, kind of, it's hard for me to understand. If someone is depressed, a lot of times they go to the doctor because they're depressed from being overweight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor gives them a drug that makes them gain another 100 pounds. Now, how exactly is that helping them to be less depressed?
I think they'd be a little more depressed.
Exactly. But here's the alternative. Fish oil, which you don't even have to buy a supplement, you can get from just eating more fish, something like swordfish on a regular basis. But fish oil was shown by Harvard Medical School to be more effective than Prozac for treating bipolar disorder, which is a serious psychiatric illness.
Yeah, but then somebody said yesterday that eating swordfish, you get mercury level.
Well, swordfish is just one example where you can get the
you could eat salmon, that has no...
Right, and to be honest, I think the mercury thing is a little overblown. I mean, again, people have been eating fish for the last 2,000 years, and they didn't seem to have a problem with mercury then. Why would they suddenly start having problems now?
Well, because they think that man has polluted the earth and the oceans.
Well, is it polluted that much? Usually the safest fish and some of the safest food you can eat is a deep water fish like swordfish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's to that extent, then we're in even worse shape than I thought. But, my point is, here's a natural alternative, and I am somebody that eats swordfish on a regular basis. You can get something that would help you with depression for basically nothing versus having to pay $300 a month for a drug that's going to cause you to gain weight. Now, how many doctors explain that to people?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like many.
What about if somebody says, well, I need these other drugs for cholesterol problems?
Well, let's talk about cholesterol. Doesn't improving your diet and doing some exercise have the ability to lower cholesterol?
Oh, yeah, but that requires discipline.
Well, see, it's hard for me to understand. I mean, you got up and came to work today. It takes discipline to get up and go to work. It takes discipline to, raise a family like so many of these people are. I just don't buy the fact that suddenly they don't have discipline in taking care of their own bodies.
Uh-huh.
I think the explanation is they're just not being given the right information, because ultimately it boils down to, hey, more money is made because people aren't healthy and they're overweight. And I think that's just not right.
Yes, other alternatives, and you operate a health food store, don't you?
Yes, I have a little store, and the book really came out of a lot of conversations I had with some of the customers that come in here, especially stories like several women who had made the effort. They were maybe 20, 30 pounds overweight, and they were killing themselves to try to lose weight by exercising 7 days a week. They were really eating good diets, and they weren't losing any weight. And so we would talk, and then they'd tell me about these prescription drugs they were taking. And in several cases, after, we looked up in the physician's desk reference and it showed weight gain, and I said, hey, why don't you talk to your doctor about getting on, a different drug? And see, that's the thing, too. There are drugs that don't have that side effect. And so in these cases, the women got their doctors to put them on a different drug, or I know some of them just, got off the drugs by their own decision. And guess what? They lost weight.
Interesting.
So I think that holds back a lot of people because, again, if you went to the doctor, and even if it was for cholesterol, he said, Rod, you know, your cholesterol is elevated a couple hundred points, which to me I think is kind of ridiculous to put you on medication for the rest of your life based on one test, but that is what happens most of the time. We're going to put you on Lipitor. Well, that's probably the end of the conversation. Now, if he went and explained, well, you know, you might gain 100 pounds from going on this drug, you think you'd still use it?
No.
Well, and I don't think most people would. I, at the very least, I think they would ask the doctor, well, wait a minute, isn't there some other type of alternative? And so that's the basic message that I hope gets out with this book, is it wakes up people to look. You know, these people that are saying, especially the drug companies, that we're helping you, the evidence shows just the opposite. They're not helping anybody except themselves. They're just helping their bottom line to make more money. And if you don't wake up and take control of your own health, you're just going to get worse, and you're going to get fatter and fatter.
You know what I find interesting about your book, Ben, and actually with Dr. James F. Kennedy, writing a liner here for you. He's from the University of Louisville School of Medicine.
Yes, he just retired.
Which seems kind of interesting to me because he's from the other camp, isn't he?
Well, not all doctors are corrupt, that's for sure. I think the biggest problem is that they get caught up in a system that they really don't have choices to treat their patients the way that they see best. In fact, you hear a lot of complaints from these doctors, and even Harvard Medical School, again, you know, is where they train a lot of the best doctors in the country, is really opposed to all these prescription drug ads on television. They say that takes the control away from the doctor to make the best decision for his patient and puts pressure on him to prescribe these drugs that he may not otherwise.
This is what I really think is interesting, that the medical world has come around to doing some testing. Like, let's say, what does vitamin E do for prostate problems, that kind of thing. Do you ever see it coming together? I mean, the nutritional world that you're in and the medical world?
It's a long way away, I'll tell you that. In fact, you know, this whole ephedra ban that we talked about is really just the beginning. At the international level, countries like Germany have already banned vitamins as far as over-the-counter sales. You can't even get a decent multivitamin in Germany without a prescription. And believe me, these pharmaceutical companies would love to make America the same way. And so, you know, that's the whole part of the health freedom side of my book, where if the average person doesn't call up their elected representative and say, look, you know, I want to make the decision on what's best for my body. I want to have these alternatives. And, you know, that's something that frustrates me. You talk about the medical establishment. Why is it that doctors almost never encourage people to take multivitamins? I mean, my little store here, I've had maybe one person come in 10 years with a written out prescription for a natural product. You know, you could take multivitamins, spend $200 for a year's supply, and yet they've been shown to make you live longer, make you live healthier, make your life better. You know, that seems to me like the way to go, and that's how I live myself.
You know, there are people who say that you don't need to take any vitamins, and in fact, even the conflicting message within nutritional people, like, for instance, Dr. Lorraine Day, she, you know, beat cancer with natural methods, but she does not propose that you take vitamins, right?
Well, again, I'm not familiar with that particular person. I do know of a ladies nutritionist at the University of Louisville named, I think her name was Barbara Day, who I can't remember her exact position on vitamins. But I don't know anybody in the athletic world that doesn't advocate vitamins.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where you're really pushing the body to the limit. And I'll tell you what, most, you know, I came out of more of an athletic background than anything. The way that these athletes train their bodies, the supplements they use, everything else, it really just flies in the face of so much of what doctors tell people. So who's right? Well, you know, the guys that are world-class athletes, or a doctor who looks like he's going to keel over because he's overweight and he's out of shape.
Yeah, well, I should follow that up with Dr. Lorraine Day. Does promote barley green, some kind of green drink, you know, which would be loaded with vitamins.
Well, and that may be the thing. See, I personally don't think you can eat the perfect diet. And sure, I think if you could eat the perfect diet, I think that God has put everything here right on the earth that we need. The problem is the food supply, just, and what you were talking about earlier with the fish, I mean, the oceans may be polluted to the extent that there are some more toxins in the fish than there were, you know, 1,000 years ago. But, again, I've never seen, and I have books here that go over all this. There's very few vitamins that are toxic, number one. And I'm somebody, I take a massive amount of vitamins. I've never seen any negative side effects. All I've ever seen is positive benefits from taking the vitamins.
Well,
they're
I got to confess, I take vitamins, and I feel that I have a benefit from it. So.
Well, and the biggest thing is, that's your choice. I mean, you know, I'm not telling anybody to do anything. What my advice is to get the most amount of information and make the best decision for your body. But for me, to spend a couple hundred dollars on vitamins a year is the best investment I could ever make. I mean, the average person spending $5,000-$6,000 a year at a minimum to drive a car to go work for somebody else, and yet they can't spend a couple hundred dollars on some vitamins. Or, you know, if you want, hey, you know, spend the time and, you know, eat a perfect diet. I personally don't have the time, even, you know, owning a health food store, to make sure that every one of my meals is perfect. Now, I do try to eat at least one or two really good meals a day, you know, like, say, something like swordfish. But I figure I make up for any deficiency with the vitamins.
All right. We are going to wrap it up here. The book is titled, Why is America So Fat? Pretty interesting. Lipitor, Celebrex, how these drugs are adding weight to people, and the antidepressants, you list them all in here. You have pictures of cold and allergy, Robitussin, Advil. What does that have to do with it?
Well, those were examples when we talked about the ephedra ban. If ephedra was unsafe, then they should have banned all the products, right?
Yeah.
Those are all products that contain ephedra by the FDA's own definition. They're still on the market. You can go to any drug and food store and buy one today. So, you know, there again, the ephedra ban was just a scam. There's the proof. If it was unsafe, then all the products would be gone. And throughout the book, I tried to make the evidence as simple as possible so that the average person, hey, don't take my word for it. Look at the evidence and make your own decision. I think you'll come to the same conclusion as I do.
RLK Press is where you find this book published, Why is America So Fat? Thank you, Ben Kennedy.
Thank you very much, Rod. I appreciate being here.